At this time, I'm going to turn you into the hands of your master of ceremony, Mr. Henry Aaron Ramsey. Scripture and prayer by Reverend G.C. Cole.
We want to know this for our scripture lesson this afternoon. 6th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the flagon that remain, that nothing be left. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragment of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that hadn't eat. Then those men, when they had seen these miracles that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come unto the world. When Jesus therefore proceeded that they would come and take him by falsely to make him a king, he departed again unto a mountain himself alone. I read in your hearing from the 12th through the 16th verse. I love to read that scripture. If you would go home and study that 12th verse, you will get something out of it. And then you will think about what Jesus said about the fragment. And it make me get to thinking sometime when I start to reading that scripture. Make me get to thinking sometime that we are living off of leftovers. That's why I love to read that scripture. Then I want to ask you to help me sing just one verse before we get our prayer. I want everybody to help me sing this one verse. Jordan River that I'm bound to cross. I said Jordan that I'm bound to cross. I said Jordan. Sang regular that you got one more river to cross. You know, we get to thinking about mother just can't help you cross. You know that? And then we've been waiting a long time, but mother have not been able to help us to cross this river we trying to cross. Father can't help us to cross this river we trying to cross. Jesus, he'll be waiting, he gonna help me. Oh, Jesus, he'll be waiting, he gonna help me. Jesus, he'll be waiting, oh, he gonna help me. Lord, I got one more. We bow our head in prayer. Father in heaven, that we come this evening with bowed heads in our hearts. And we come this evening, Father, all as we know how. We come this evening before thee as a good child would come before good parents. Come thanking thee for the blessing that thou hast stood upon us. Thank thee, Father in heaven, for our lying down last night. After we lie down, realize that we didn't know how to go to sleep. Somehow early this morning that we woke on due time. Find that blood was still running warm in our veins. Thank thee, Father, for the strength that you give us. Able to move our body from one side to another. Father in heaven, as we bow this evening, that we beg in thee to have mercy upon us. As we bow, Father in heaven, that we realize that we are weak and thou mighty strong. Realize that you made man and you know all about him. Realize that you is a mind regulator this evening. Realize that you a heart fixer. Realize, Father in heaven, that all power is in thine hand. And we pray this evening that our whole, our hands, guide our feet as we walk up the King's highway, knowing that stumbling blocks is in our way, knowing sometimes our valley is very low, knowing, Father in heaven, that our mountain get high. Knowing you said that you would be a ladder for us. Knowing you said that you would be a bridge when the water gets.
This is October 2nd, Thursday, Selma, Alabama, the First Baptist Church. Third Mass meeting of my attendance is about to begin. It's a rather small crowd for today. Over and out.
People to my left move in the center aisle. People to my right move in the center aisle.
I'm going to get in channel A in the center right.
Oh, maybe the mic is just farther away. It was coming over the mouth.
It was in the middle. It's supposed to be both. It doesn't matter. I can always correct. That isn't serious. I wonder if we didn't make a mistake. How do you do?
Good evening.
Beg your pardon?
Oh! get together, please. Please. Start something.
At this time, I shall read to you the love chapter. Since love is playing one of the most integral parts in this movement, I think that it should be honorable that I say a few words about love. And I shall read from the Bible, the first chapter, 13 verses of Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now we will bow in prayer, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come here tonight, bow our heads and humble hearts, thinking about the wonderful blessing thou hast bestowed upon us. Bless this congregation tonight. May it help to create a stillness within us. Help the movement to go on forward feet. Bless everyone that is affiliated with the movement. Bless those that desire to be here and cannot be here tonight. Bless the people that are in the hospitals tonight. Bless those that are lame, sick, blind. And bless our white brothers, dear Father, who need it so much. Help them to create a stronger image with love. charity, hope. Instill in them a good deal of prosperity, good Father. Help them to see that we are trying to get freedom. We are going to get our freedom. We are pressing on toward these goals and efforts that we all might achieve freedom. Dear Heavenly Father, bless this congregation. May it help everyone here tonight. And we pray that these words will take a liking to the scripture. For these and other blessings I ask in thy name, amen.
Bye.
this time we will have the voter registration appeal by Mrs. Moore.
I was reading just the other day an article that said a worm was passing the street and a cart was coming by. The worm scurried to get out of the way so that he could save his life. The saint passing by asked him, "You're just a worm. Why do you want to save your life?" And he drew himself up and said, "We worms have our own way of enjoying. We worms would like to live." And that lets us know that each creature strives hard to live. Each creature realizes that as long as there is life, there is hope. You can do good and evil as long as you live. When dead, nothing can be done. Then further down on the same page, I read that a crane ran out with her baby and showed him. Said, "Can you get a baby as white as this?" The crow ran back and got her baby and brought it out and said, "Can you get a baby as black as this?" And a little further down, the article said, a vegetarian wanted to see what the non-vegetarian's blood was like. So he caused a splinter to run in the vegetarian's foot. And lo and behold, it bled red, his blood. So he said, "Oh, I thought your blood was going to be white, just a white substance, like the plants that you eat." And he says, "Oh, no, my blood is red as yours." So I want to say to you tonight, because we may be in a worm class, because we may be in a vegetarian class, and because we may be in the class with the crow, we would like to live and get the fullest benefit from living. For that reason, for the last 15 or 16 weeks, the members of the Voters League have been striving to get more voters. If you are interested in helping your people, if your blood is the same color, if you have as much love as you say you have, then you will all go down and try to register. Come Monday is registration day. And nobody will know you want to register unless you let them know. Now, to let you think of what we are talking about, want to register. A lady that lived in my neighborhood had three other people, three houses. One was a double tenant, and one was an Inway house, and the one she lived in was double tenant. That means there were about five families using one toilet out in the backyard. The lady whom she worked for had five bedrooms and five bathrooms. The poor old soul got sick, and when she got sick, then her madam came to see her. And when she came to see her, she saw that deplorable condition she lived under. And she said that when the old soul died, she said, "Oh, I didn't know she wanted anything. I thought she was satisfied." And if we do not make our presence known, everybody thinks that we are satisfied. That is another reason we would like to have the battle. Oh, I know I can think of numbers and numbers of reasons why I would like to have it. I remember one time I came to this city and my husband accidentally, somebody ran into him and we were picked up just on the spur of the moment. And I said to the officer, I said, "Officer, may I speak with you, please?" He said, I wasn't close to him, but he says, "I don't want no black nigger standing up in my face." So I just moved back because I knew nothing else to do but cry. And I was so glad that I had tears, because tears are the valves to the heart, and it lets your heart bleed to keep from bursting. I didn't think anything like that could happen in Selma, and that was my first dark spot of Selma. And that is another reason why I personally would like to vote. I would like to vote so that I could have a hand in choosing the people who are to rule over this city. I love Selma. There are some good people everywhere you go. There are good people here in Selma, and there are good people who actually sympathize with you and who want you to vote and who would not mind your voting. But they have obligations. They have people on their necks. They have vowed that they are going to stick together, right or wrong. So we will just have to pray, because that is all we have. We pray and ask God to have mercy upon us and help us to vote come Monday.